Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada said that one had to first become acquainted with Krishna in order to love Him. As the representative of Krishna, Prabhupada attached His devotees to Himself and then He attached them to Krishna's service. So it is stated in the Vedic Shastras that the infinite personality of Godhead reveals Himself to the tiny spirit soul through the agency of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada attracted devotees through His books, through His lectures, through the Mahamantra and by many other direct methods of Bhakti Yoga. He also developed individual relationships with His disciples, sometimes based on seemingly ordinary matters. Of course, the main relationship He had with each disciple was through their regular service, but sometimes He would exchange with them over little things. If He had met a devotee's parents, He might regularly ask the devotee about the well-being of his father and mother, or He would accept a gift of a daily mango or a twig for brushing his teeth, or He would call on a particular devotee to become an antagonist in mock debates. With Prabhupada's disciple, Chandanacharya Das, Srila Prabhupada developed an ongoing acquaintance based on their mutual dealings over an Omega watch. When Chandanacharya was given Harinama initiation by Srila Prabhupada in Boston, he gave Srila Prabhupada an Omega watch as a gesture of Guru Dakshina. "You do not need this watch," asked Srila Prabhupada. "Well, you have given something very dear to you to me, so I am giving the most dear thing I have." The watch had been given to Chandana by his father, and Chandana considered it his most treasured possession. Prabhupada was pleased by the gift and explained to Chandanacharya that giving and accepting gifts was one of the six kinds of living exchanges in Krishna consciousness. The watch then became the basis of a series of conversations that took place over a year between Srila Prabhupada and his new disciple. Since the watch was running a little slowly, Chandana asked Prabhupada if he could first have it adjusted and cleaned before giving it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada agreed, but was disturbed to hear later that Chandanacharya had left the watch at the jeweler's without asking for a receipt. Months later, when Srila Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan, Chandana travelled along with hundreds of others to see his spiritual master, and Srila Prabhupada received him affectionately. Prabhupada was wearing the Omega watch, and on seeing Chandana, he said, "This is a very nice watch. Do you have a watch?" Prabhupada instructed his servant to give his old watch to Chandanacharya. Prabhupada said that he replaced the original Omega wristband with a spring-type metal wristband because it is much easier to take on and off. Chandana was pleased to receive the old wristband from Prabhupada, which now smelled sweetly of sandalwood oil from being worn on Srila Prabhupada's body. He put his old band onto a new expensive watch that Prabhupada gave him. As they sat together in Prabhupada's small room above the new Vrindavan temple room, Prabhupada admired his Omega watch. "The only difference with this watch," said Prabhupada, "is that it does not tell me the day or the date. That old watch did." "Prabhupada, I can get you a little calendar," said Chandana, "which will fit on the wristband and that can be changed every month." Prabhupada said that would be good, and in the following weeks there were further exchanges as Chandana mailed Prabhupada the wrist calendars and Prabhupada wrote back thanking him. Months later they met again in New York and talked more about watches. "How is your watch?" asked Prabhupada. "It's good, Srila Prabhupada. How's yours?" "It's slow," said Prabhupada. "Why are they cheating like this? This is such an expensive watch and you took it to be fixed. and it is a slow a minute or two every day. This watch, said Chandana, raising his wrist and showing the watch he had been given by Prabhupada, is fast about 5 minutes every day. Well, at least it has a good qualification, said Prabhupada, that it's fast. Chandana and the other devotees present laughed with Prabhupada about the cheating defects of the watches. Kirtananda Maharaja was also present and bought Prabhupada a plate of prasadam. Prabhupada took a single bite and then distributed the rest to everyone. Srila Prabhupada, said Kirtananda Maharaja, I just tried to make the sandesha the way you told me, but it never comes out the way you make it. I did everything you showed me. Prabhupada turned his head to the side and said, craftsmanship. Thus, in as many ways, different ways as they were different disciples, Prabhupada exchanged with them and brought them into a loving bondage with Krishna, even while talking of watches and cooking. Thank you. Hare Krishna.